they're underneath our house. And big old eggs and hell. We'll take them and eat them. And they're nice big ones. Back in my yard, right underneath the peach tree, they had them put a little nest back there, and they lay back there too.
Uh-huh.
And then I had some black monotonous in a chicken house built over there by, in my mother's yard. And banished. And some of the chickens come from off somewhere and got here, and I raised them up. It's a big old rooster, red old red rooster did. And he didn't look like nobody in the yard. It's like a bad dog he was. So I killed him, and he's just like a big old turkey. Mm-hmm. Like all kind of animals used to come here in this day, you know, but now they don't see all that no more since they built it all up there. I guess they're going up further now.
Uh-huh. What do you call a bushy-tailed animal?
Squirrels, huh?
What was that?
Squirrels. Uh-huh. They used to be down. They couldn't be down here yet. All out down that tree and all of them on the corn tree. Last year we could not have none. They go up there and eat them themselves.
Uh-huh.
And the neighbor next door, he got trees there too. And they have it and they go all up there and be up on the shed there eating. Mm-hmm. Last year I carried my son a big bag over there in Philadelphia, and his little daughter, that little picture over there I showed you,
yeah.
She'd go out there and feed the squirrel. And she'd be, you know, they just ain't eating and chewing. And I said, no, I done brought them cones way home from home now. And that's what they go to let the squirrels eat them. I had more trouble with that bag on the plane in a little. I said, Lord, I'm sorry I ever bought it. It's worse. I mean, I'm toting a bag every time. You got to go up, down them steps and up them steps, you know. Changing your plane, you know. See, I had to change after I left Philadelphia, then I had to go change the plane what's that name of the place? What state
was it in?
The state there, well, after I left Philadelphia, then we get to, and then get there, and then we get that plane, and then we come on to Pensacola.
Change to Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia, uh-huh. That's where we stopped. And all I'm talking about, when I was going, I was sick. The man had a truck, a white truck. And said, oh, girl, it's about your side. And your girl, she was on one side of the truck, and I was on the other. And that time, he got us in there, he carried us onto the plane, you know, to get on. And there was three rooms before he got out of that room with that truck going round and round like in a circle. And when I did get off of that, out of that truck to get on my plane, I was so sick, I didn't know where to put myself.
Mm.
I had to ask them for bags, you know, so I couldn't get up, you know. And I had to use them bags until we got to, when I got to, what place it was, my son, going to Philadelphia, I took my son about, and he had to go look for the man that had the car. He had come down in. He done taken him going somewhere, and they had to park way over there where they couldn't park down by the plane place.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to go all over there looking for him. I was standing there. So the pilot would run the plane. He come and said, I'm sorry, like this. I told him what they done, man. I told the pilot, the girls, you know, and they told him about me. So he come up to me and talked to me and told me he saw her. I said, so I had to stand there and I sit on my suitcase, so I had to wait till my son come back. And Lord, when he come back, I got in that car, I just started just going. I'd open the window, and when I got to my son's house, that car was in a mess. I had to go get a bucket of water, wash all that, the door and everything off. I said, Mama, how come you're so good? I said, well,